With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Four major wildfires continue to rage across Los Angeles County. At least 11 people have died. Officials warning the true toll won't be clear until it's safe for investigators to go into neighborhoods. More than 100,000 people are under evacuation orders, with tens of thousands more under warnings. As homeowners in Pacific Palisades return to their neighborhood for the first time, resident Chad Kanoff says he had a ready bag. However,
I mean, there's a lot of things we wish you would have got. I told him to grab my memory box, and he told me my room was too messy to find it, so I didn't get that.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal appeals court has agreed to hear more arguments involving a close election in November for a North Carolina Supreme Court seat. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday scheduled oral arguments for January 27th and briefing deadlines. The order means that both the Federal Appeals Court and the State Supreme Court likely will be considering simultaneously substantial matters related to the race between Democratic Associate Justice Allison Riggs and Republican challenger Jefferson Griffin. Riggs is ahead of Griffin by just 734 votes from over 5.5 million ballots cast. Griffin has argued over 60,000 counted ballots came from ineligible voters and should be removed from the tally. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A powerful winter storm that had dumped heavy snow and glazed roads with ice across much of Texas and Oklahoma has lumbered eastward into the Deep South and elsewhere. Arkansas Governor Sarah Sanders mobilized the National Guard to help stranded motorists. School was canceled for millions of children across a wide area of southern states, from Texas to Georgia and as far as east as South Carolina. Sam Moore, the surviving half and higher voice of the 1960s duo Sam and Dave, has died. He was 89. Bill McCartney, who coached Colorado to its only football national championship in 1990, has died at the age of 84. This is SRN News. Men will not be using women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has officially ordered that all restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms at the Capitol will be restricted to use by people according to their actual biological sex, not their so-called gender identity. The order was not part of the Republican rules package, but Johnson issued it as part of the congressional record published on January 3rd. The action was prompted by the arrival of a Delaware representative who is a man living as a woman. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine has signed legislation that boosts the rights of parents to know if their child is living as the opposite sex in school. It also requires moms and dads to be notified if the teacher is going to present lessons involving sexuality or gender. Parents can also opt their kids out of such lessons under the new law, which has been named the Parents' Bill of Rights. More news online at srnnews.com. Stocks fell yesterday due to inflation worries.
Stocks closed lower as investors worried that good news on the economy might be bad for Wall Street by keeping inflation and interest rates high. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 696 points. It's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite also sank 1.6%. Stocks took their cue from the bond market, where yields rose sharply after a report said employers hired far more workers last month than expected. The strong data could keep upward pressure on inflation and prevent the Federal Reserve from delivering cuts to interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Walgreens booked a better-than-expected fiscal first quarter and gave Wall Street some positive vibes on the drugstore chain's plan to revive its struggling business. Company shares soared yesterday after leaders told analysts they had made progress improving shrinking prescription reimbursements. This is SRN News.